the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
We have to keep the drugs out of our country. We stop the drugs. But we have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out. No!
Again, I'm Phil Gray. You're with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, your weekly hour of great 60s underground rock music, focusing on 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Produced here at Free FM, freefm.org.nz, broadcast around New Zealand thanks to the Community Access Radio Sector, and in Sydney, Nova Scotia, thanks to Caper Radio. This is episode 282 of Retrospect. I thought I'd mix it up tonight. I've been thinking a bit about doing some classic 60s garage feature albums, and in considering that, decided to take a different tack. Tonight we are featuring a series of compilations, one of the seminal garage punk series that introduced many people to the range of great obscure 60s garage punk bands. The series is called Pebbles, released in both LP and CD formats on several record labels. The name Pebbles, inspired by the original Nuggets compilation, whereas Nuggets concentrated on better known bands, Pebbles headed into more obscure territory. The greater range of Pebbles compilations made available over 800 obscure, mostly American, original punk rock songs. The series ran through till 2007 with the release of Pebbles Volume 11, Northern California, on CD. That was the final album in the Pebbles series, although bizarrely, Volume 12 had already been issued 8 years earlier. It's a very confusing series. We'll come back to that confusion a little later in the show. This episode got underway with a band called The Road, also known as The Hard Road, out of Painesville, Ohio, a 1968 B-side. Appears on Volume 2 of the Pebbles compilation series, a track called You Rub Me the Wrong Way.
Smoke, smoke, everywhere was smoke. Everybody was smoking marijuana.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Here's a track that appeared on Volume 3 of the Pebbles series. The band is called Crystal Chandelier from Rhode Island, released two singles on Cobblestone Records. Started out in the mid-60s as Those Alone, before choosing the name Crystal Chandelier. Here's the A-side to their 1969 45, Crystal Chandelier with Suicidal Flowers.
I tried in every way, just gonna find someone to pray. Yeah, don't cast me away. Oh, help me, Queen Jane. Well, that's right, that's right. You taught me to stay, but I'm going insane. Night has fallen again, and the reason flows from my fountain pen. I began at the very end, but one more step forward and I'll descend. Yeah, don't catch me away. Oh, help me, Queen Anne. That's right, I've searched for
generation for getting hung up on smoking and drinking, knowing it's bad for us. You think we're stupid? Maybe you're right. But does that make your generation so all fired smart for getting hung up on grass? You can be harmed by that too. Or do you have double standards when it comes to our smoking and drinking and your blowing pot?
Pot isn't bad for you.
Oh, isn't it? How do you know?
We all agree, and I think you'll see that screws and gas, yeah, screws and gas, pop, pop.
Every morning in the parking lot now.
Screws and gas, screws and gas.
We're checking each car to see what it's got now.
Screws and gas, screws and gas, pop, pop.
We're not toxic, gaining ground,
but we're shutting them down 4 miles around. Screws and gas, got things to learn. When the last bell rings, hear the tires burn. Don't even have time for groovy checks. Too busy checking them.
Episode 282 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. We are profiling the very broad range of compilation albums that came out under the Pebbles series. Crystal Chandelier topped the set with Suicidal Flowers. Then an iconic 60s Garage Punk track, actually also on one of the Nuggets comps. The band is called The Bees, a psychedelic band out of Covina, California, often credited as one of the most innovative examples of early proto-punk. A track called Voices Green and Purple, released as a single on a label called Liverpool. The B-side was called Trip to New Orleans. That was October 1966. Then two very interesting tracks that I found on Volume 4 of Pebbles, the volume titled Surfin' Tunes. The first is from a band called The Wheel Men. It's a B-side to a 1964-45, the A-side, Honda Beach. We took the B-side, School is a Gas. And straight after the Wheelmen, we had the Superstocks, California studio band created by Gary Usher, 1964. That was to capitalize on the popularity of surf music and also that hot rod trend. The Superstocks, in fact, Wrecking Crew session musos, including Glenn Campbell, Leon Russell, and Hal Blaine. That was a response track to the previous one, the Wheelmen's School is a Gas, the Superstocks with School is a Drag. So Crystal Chandelier, The Bees, The Wheelmen, and The Superstocks. Yeah. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
The question is this: do you want your children stimulated and driven into an early, unstable marriage?
At the top of the episode, I referred to the confusion around the Pebbles series. And with these tracks, I'm letting you know which in the series the track came off, hey, to the best of my knowledge, because it really is a complicated matter. So the original release of the first Pebbles album was on a label called Master Charge in 1978. That was passed around a group of collectors in Australia, which is where the interest in this obscure stuff seems to have germinated. Only 500 albums were pressed. They sported a pink pasted-on cover sheet. Then there were the first original 10 LPs in the Pebbles series, including a reissue of that original volume. They were credited to BFD Records out of Kookaburra, Australia. They were released, all 10 compilations, over a span of 2 years, 1979 and 1980. Then in 1983, Bomp Records created a label called AIP to issue further volumes in the series. So an additional 10 volumes that were reissued several times over the years. There were another 18 LPs and 12 CDs issued under the Pebbles series. Lots of these LPs and CDs have basically the same catalogue numbers, but with significant overlap in the tracks, particularly when you're talking about the first six volumes on both LP and CD. When Volume 6 was released on CD, it was shifted into another series called English Freakbeat, further adding to confusion. ESD Records released four volumes under the Pebbles series on CD. That was 1989 and 1990, although the tracks are almost completely different to those tracks in the corresponding volumes of the LPs and CDs described previously. Then a 5-LP box set called Pebbles Box was released. That was the first five volumes in the Pebbles series. Then another CD box set came out called Trash Box. So the tracks are inconsistent between CD and LP. There are multiple Pebbles comps with the same volume number. So if you get Pebbles Volume 10, it could mean anything really. particularly if they are MP3 versions of those compilations. So it's a confusing story. I'm not going to dwell too much on it. I'm just giving you the compilation volume reference number that I have for the tracks I have chosen. So we've had tracks from volume 2, 3, and 4 so far on the show. I'm going to take a couple from volume 5 now. This one's from a band out of Salem, Ohio, 1967, The Sound Barrier, with My Baby's Gone.
One of the potentials for illegal drug traffic is the school. Here, the connection can be found with these peddlers of misery who prey on the unwary, the uninformed, the curious, the thrill seekers.
Don't seem real, I just can't help the way I feel.
Most young people will continue through life as normal, responsible citizens. Others, the shunted and unloved, the unguided, the seekers of thrills and kicks, are candidates for the slave world of lifelong drug addiction. But no one is immune.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. We're profiling the seminal Pebbles compilation series. Great series, complicated series of compilations of great 60s garage rock and garage punk. So we had two tracks off Volume 5. The Sound Barrier, My Baby's Gone. Then 12 AM with The Way I Feel. Then 30 in the set of Volume 7, and it's a Retrospect favourite. In fact, it gets every episode underway. It is Vancouver's Painted Ship. They recorded some tracks. By late 1966, they delivered those tracks to execs over at London Records, who were keen on that track Frustration being used as the A-side, although the band themselves weren't as fond of the track. They considered it too weird. However, it did chart, and I think it's a classic slice of psychedelic garage. Painted Ship with Frustration, wrapping that short set on Retrospect. We've got some global garage coming up straight after this.
This music can be coarse, fabulous.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, the Pebbles series is mainly American 60s garage, but there were also a number of releases of Thai music. Thai Part 1, original artifacts from the psychedelic era, particularly released just last year, 2016. So I've chosen three tracks off this compilation. Video of this first one up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. It's a cover of an R&B track written by Percy Mayfield, first recorded in 1960. There's a version out of Thailand by The Cat. Information on our Facebook page. This is Hit the Road Jack.
Come back no more.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Thank you.
That's three slices of 60s psychedelic garage out of Thailand, off the Pebbles, Thailand Part 1, original artifacts from the psychedelic era, released 2016. The Cat top of the set with their cover of Hit the Road Jack. Then we had a guy called Johnny Guitar. He led one of the main string bands in Thailand, and great to see it comped on one of these Pebbles compilations. So Johnny Guitar with Mon Du Dao, and then a second track there, Bang Scene 66. Three slices of great Thai 60s garage.
Yeah!
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Dig the wild music.
Here's another track off Volume 7 of the Pebbles series from Dubois, Pennsylvania. The Live Wires releases a 45 on REF Records 1967. This is a track. It's the A-side. It's called Love.
Do the honor.
Take John Scott. He'd be the first to laugh at the thought of his being hooked. Sure, before the last exam, he took a couple of bennies to pep him up, but so what? Everybody knows a couple can't do any harm. What he should have known is that not only are barbiturates dangerous to his nervous system, but they destroy the inner resources he has now to overcome the obstacles of daily life. But he's too busy with his girl, his car, his sports.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Don't forget, we've got back episodes available. You can find us at accessradio.org. You can find Retrospect at iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, Podbean, PodDirectory, bunch of other podcast providers. Just go there and search Retrospect Garage Punk. If you do it in iTunes, you can rate and review the show. As always, that would be much appreciated. So we had a set of three. Pennsylvania band Livewires with Love, top of the set. Then off volume 8 of the Pebbles compilation series, band out of Los Angeles, California, the Caretakers of Deception. Not a lot's known about this band. They were formed around a guy called Thomas Jones, just 17 years old at the time. They did a lot of performing around LA before being taken to a studio in Topanga Hills, Los Angeles. They released just two original tracks. Cutting Grass was the A-side. We took the B-side, X plus Y equals 13, released on Sanctus Records, the Caretakers of Deception. Thirdly in the set, a band called the Ugly Ducklings, out of Toronto, Canada. In fact, described as Toronto's answer to the Rolling Stones. They released a 45 on Underground Records. They had the A-side, the track we had there, just in case you wonder. The B-side, actually a Nashville Teens song, their version of Tobacco Road. So the Livewires, the Caretakers of Deception, and Toronto's Ugly Ducklings.
Why has it all got to be so terribly loud?
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Here's a band out of Orlando, Florida. They're called We the People. Formed late 1965, active from 66 right through to 1970. None of their singles charted in the national charts, but quite a few reached top 10 in the Orlando charts. Best remembered for the track Mirror of Your Mind. Here's one from 1968 called When I Arrive, off volume 7 of the Pebbles series of 60s Garage Comps.
Hang me
Orlando, Florida band We The People, top of the set with When I Arrive. Then off volume 8 of the People series from Los Angeles, Sean and the Brandywines. They had just 145, She Ain't No Good. That's the track we had. The B-side of that was their cover of Codeine. That was in 1966. They have had tracks on a number of compilations, including Highs in the Mid-60s Volume 1, Punk Ballad Sampler, 60s Archives Volume 5, US Punk from the 60s, and People's Volume 8, Southern California. That's the one where we found the track in this retrospect special episode profiling the vast and complicated Pebbles series of 60s garage punk. Well, we're going to go out with one off volume 10 of the Pebbles series, a band who had just one single in September 1966, both sides written by Jackie DeShannon. The band took their name from a Ravi Shankar album called Raga and Talas. They are Raga and the Talas. The track's called My Group and Me. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Exploration of the wonderful Pebbles compilation series of great 60s underground rock. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.